Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette of the Big Free FM CBS Radio. I'm in Las Vegas again. I'm back from New York City and back out of the Howard studio. What's in the news, Robin? And back at the Vintage Nude studio right here at the Slammer in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm sitting here across from Michael Goudeau. We've been separated
back,
for over a week, but now we're back. Back looking at each other.
I love to. It's so happy to see you. But you're wearing a Monkey Tuesday shirt and it's Monday. I don't know what your deal is, man.
But tomorrow. I'm just
warming up.
People have sent us such a good. Oh. I asked about a week ago for someone to send a letter to just Penn Jillette, Las Vegas, Nevada. I got it already. Some post office guy just wrote Rio next to it, and it showed up and was here waiting for me when I get home. Now, I've only been talking about that for like, you know, what, 10 days ago?
Yeah.
So very good, very good. And I don't know if other people did that, but that's great. And who was it that sent us
We got an email from someone who did send you a postcard that came back to them.
Oh, it bounced back?
Carl, our friend Carl in England, who works for Cadbury, sent us a large box of many chocolates.
Vlad the Impala works
Vlad
for
the
Cadbury?
Impala. Yeah.
Oh, wow. They're just the regular, like, milk chocolate Cadbury's and all that fancy Cadbury's.
It's English candy that I don't recognize.
Okay.
It's a large box of chocolatey looking things.
I like the Cadbury. I like the chocolate.
It's gift
People sent us T-shirts.
We
got T-shirts that says, in the Coca-Cola logo, it says capitalism.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is really funny because if you really are a capitalist, you wouldn't steal someone else's logo.
And Noble Ape.
Noble Ape has sent us stuff. We have a lot of gifts. So if you're listening to the show and you haven't sent us a gift, you're behind the curve. You really are, because it seems like now the thing to do. And this woman from Japan sent us really sexy pictures, a really sexy picture showing how she filled out a bikini. So everybody's doing a lot of kindness. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. If you don't have letters on your phone, 866-570-PEN. Note that this is the number back here and not the number we were using in New York. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com, and Penn has two N's. So here we are. I think the theme for today's show, and you can call in with this, is our theme is there's this sentence that you hear. It doesn't matter who you vote for, just vote. And what is the opposite of a tautology?
Nonology.
You know, tautology is where you're just repeating the same statement to prove it. What's this word for you? You're negating the sentence in the argument. You negate the argument right within the argument. Is there a name for that?
Yeah, it's illogic.
Illogic. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Absolutely correct. So vote. Absolutely incorrect. I think the only way you can waste your vote is not to vote. I mean, the only way you can waste your vote, I'm saying everything backwards today. The only way to waste your vote is to vote. If you don't vote, you can't waste your vote. I say, unless you have some, I have to say this, my wife gets crazy if I don't. Unless you have a politician that you actually think is good, don't vote. Do not vote for the lesser of two evils. If we keep voting for the lesser of two evils, we're just going to get more and more evil.
We continue down that evil road.
Yeah. So to call
in. Skipping along.
866-570-PEN. That's 7366. Tell me if you're going to vote tomorrow. Because I want to hear people. I mean, I'm going to vote. See, this is the thing. I don't practice what I preach because I'm not the one I'm preaching to. So I am going to vote, and I will vote straight libertarian ticket, which is just no chance the libertarians will win, no chance it'll do any good, but I like to vote just so they look and go, oh, here's somebody that's off the charts. But if you are going to vote Democratic or Republican, just don't vote Democrat or Republican.
Well, unless they turn
unless they're
on.
Really
unless
good
they're hip you yeah. think they're cool they're what you want
who's
they're
good gonna... who's good in the
Nobody.
Whole list of everybody in the country, you can have anybody you want. Who you vote for?
Me? Nobody. I like the re-elect nobody campaign.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of buttons we found on this site called Mr. Sun's Voter to Candidate Campaign Button. Mr. Sun's Voter to Candidate Campaign Buttons. And he has all these buttons you can wear on Election Day. Quit pandering. Keep it in your pants. Ask me about being disenfranchised. Spend some more time with your family. Back away from my son, daughter. Tell us you're freak now.
That's my favorite right there.
My favorite's coming up. You creep me out big time. This is my favorite. If you're elected, the terrorists have already won. You make my Chad hang. Labels are a poor substitute for thinking. You embarrass me. Stop treating me like an idiot. You make Lady Liberty cry. Why can't robots be elected? If you love America so much, why don't you marry it? That's another good one. And then the last one, the final one of this, Mr. Sun Page, does Larry King smell bad? I can answer that one. I've been on the Larry King show several times, and I think he doesn't smell bad. I didn't notice anything. Of course, I'm not particularly sensitive to that, but I didn't notice him smelling bad.
Well, you sit across the table from me every day, and I smell bad.
Do you smell bad?
I've never complained about that.
Do you smell bad?
On occasion,
I don't think you do. I haven't noticed. So I guess maybe Larry King does smell bad. We have a ton of phone calls, and I want to hear from – I'm going to talk to Tom. What are you doing, Tom?
Hey, I'm on my way home from the gym, actually.
Cool. What's up?
Smells bad.
You smell bad?
Oh, I reek.
Okay. You don't shower at the gym? You shower at home after?
Yeah, I'm not really comfortable with the whole naked old men walking around in the locker room thing.
Oh, you're not, huh?
No.
So many people are. I bet Patrick's with you on that one, right? You don't like to be around other naked guys? Only with Jack. Okay, so you're stinking in your car driving home. What are you going to say about voting?
I think that what you said, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for as long as you vote. I think that's a whole bunch of, like, garbage because that's why our president's in office right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 18 years old. I wasn't old enough to vote at the time. But, you know, these people are just saying, you know, he's a Republican. You know, he's a Christian. Let's vote for him. But, you know, as a Christian, he's also saying, you know, I think all the Jews are going to hell, which is a bunch of garbage as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that, like, people, when they vote, they actually need to think about it and do their homework on the politicians and not just go off what the TV's telling them.
So if you're 18 years old, this will be your first chance to vote tomorrow. Are you going to take it?
Yes, sir, I am.
And who are you going to vote for?
I'm not quite sure yet. I'm still doing my homework.
Still doing your homework? There's
yeah.
still there's still information? Good, good. And where are you at? Where do you live?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. So you're still deciding where you're going to vote for. But you're going to vote for Democrat or Republican? Or are you going to...
I'm leaning a little towards Democrat, but
you are going to vote for one of the two parties, the Republicrats, or the Democrats. I always thought that the Republicans and the Democrats were identical.
Yeah.
So I only vote for like libertarians or socialists or communists or anything that's off those two. But you're going to vote for one of the two major parties your first time voting, right?
I think that's what I'm leaning towards, yeah.
Okay, and you're 18 years old?
18 years old.
Welcome to disappointment, son. Your heart will be broken tomorrow evening.
I can't wait.
You see, if you invest in the system will crush you like the miserable insect it thinks you are. But
exactly.
I just wanted to tell you, so go home and take a shower, man.
All right, man, take care.
Death to the fascist insect that preys upon the people. That's what I have to say about voting. Death to the fascist insect that preys upon the people. You know what that quote is?
No.
I believe it's the Symbionese Liberation Army when Patty Hearst wrote her little letter.
Well, it's great that you're quoting as support of your argument. I think that's,
death
that's
to the
a
fascist.
Good sign.
Death to the fascist insect that preys upon the people. My lawyer, my serious, no kidding around, you know, $1 million an hour lawyer, when he sends us letters that he's going to send out, they always say at the bottom, death to the fascist insect that preys upon the people, and then his name. And then he has a macro. His secretary has a macro that she runs that finds and replaces death to the fascist insect that preys upon the people with sincerely. So every letter we get to see, is this okay that I'm going to send it out? Death to the fascist insect that preys upon the people. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PENradio@gmail.com. PENradio.com. You're going to vote tomorrow, Goodell?
No, I'm not this time.
You're not going to vote at all?
I'm not going to vote at all.
You're not even going to bother?
There's nobody I care about. There's nothing I'm interested in.
What about, like, legalizing marijuana and stuff?
Well, you know, yes, I'd prefer that were legal, but, I'm not that excited about it.
Because the other years,
I'm not using. Yeah, I usually go vote.
You filled out my ballot.
I've done yours.
You told me to vote. But now you're not going to vote, so I guess I'm not going to vote.
I'm probably not going to vote this year.
Yeah, well, maybe not get Nate Santucci, because he's running. If you see Nate Santucci's name on the ballot where you are in Las Vegas, vote for him, because he's the only person I'm sure is a good man.
Well, he's not in our district. You and I can't vote for Nate.
I know we can't, but maybe someone listening can.
All right.
And they could see Nathan Santucci, and they could say, hey, Goodell and Penn say he's okay.
Those non-voters, Goodell and Penn, those people who care nothing for the system have recommended this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk to Karen. It's always nice when a woman's name shows up on the board. Hello, Karen.
Hi, boys. How are you?
And with a woman's voice, too. Those two go together. That's sometimes rare.
You know, I have a comment, and then I have a question for you, if either one of you can answer it.
Okay.
I live in Connecticut, mm-hmm. and, you know, we have Joe Lieberman, Ned Lamont kind of thing.
Sure.
And I don't think that, I think it's crap that if you don't vote, you don't have the right to complain. So I am picking the lesser of two evils, because I want to complain.
Now, you said you think it's crap that, but I think that is, I mean, George Carlin does a whole thing. If you don't vote, then you can complain all you want.
Well, see, I think it's
not your fault.
As much as I love George, I think it's opposite. This goes to my question too. When we vote for a president, I don't understand how my vote goes to the electoral votes and votes for the president.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you see these, and plus I watch this thing, the Democratic Party or whatever. How the votes the last time we had the presidential race, how it was fixed and everything. It was just on like HBO
mm-hmm.
Over the past weekend, and it was a great, great show on how Kerry in one state had negative votes. So you know that there was tampering. But going back to my question, how does the electoral vote get the president in office if that state really was a Democratic state? I don't understand how that works.
I believe that the Electoral College, the reason it's set up is so that you will campaign someplace other than California and New York. If you don't have votes done like that, if they do just go to pure majority, then it's the idea behind it. I'm not saying it's successful. The idea behind it, as I understand it, is so that states like Wyoming get to have any say at all.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I mean, not. I'm, please do not get me wrong. I am certainly not saying that Wyoming should make any difference.
I'm
just saying the idea
just
behind
throwing
it.
That one out there. Okay.
The idea behind it, but so you're not going to vote for Lieberman, are you?
Oh God, no.
Okay. Because I.
Oh God, no.
What bugs
I would
me,
rather pen. I would rather pen Penn's name in. you know, but Ned Lamont, and he's more of a Republican than a Democrat. But I'm doing Democrat all across the board because I don't want Chris Shays back in office.
I see. So you are voting a party ticket right across the line, and
right
you're
the board.
You're buying into the whole system. Don't you think there are people that would be better than the Democrat or the Republican?
But they're not on the ballot.
Yeah, they're not. You can write them in.
Yeah, but my vote's not going to really sway.
But your vote's not going to really sway as a Democrat or Republican either.
I don't know. I'm so confused. I really am, Penn.
So are we. All of us are.
I want to do good for our country.
Yeah, me too.
So even though our country is crap right now, I want my vote to count, but I really don't think it's going to.
Before you go that far, our country is not crap right now. We're doing wonderfully. I mean, certainly in terms of civilization, we're doing wonderful things. In terms of culture and art, it's really terrific. We're a country of really, really good people. The fact that we have...
I agree. I think that the American society itself is great people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there is nothing wrong with the arts, and I think our schools are great. And it's just, you know, these money-hungry politicians and the hypocrites out there that are having sex with men and saying that they're not and standing at their pulpit. You
know? Now, don't you be trashing man-ass on this show. You know, we're going to change this from the Ped Gillette show to the Meth and Man-Ass show. I'm Meth.
I still listen.
I always have to be Man-Ass.
Michael, I have a comment for you. I sent you that stupid.com coffee cup.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. Thank you.
It was a website that when you pour the hot water in, Constitution
disappeared. Right. Your
Constitution disappeared. Yeah, he said that to me.
I poured that on to Penn. That was great.
That was really good.
But I want to tell you that I disagree with two things. First of all, I wish that the politicians were just interested in money, because I think that there's an ideological thing that's going on, this onward Christian soldiers thing, which is forcing us into this, you know, theocracy and this battle of religions. You know, I think that a lot of times in a lot of our foreign policy, it's Christians versus Islam. And I don't want I think that's I wish the war were for oil instead of being for this ideology, which I don't have a dog in the fight. At least I use oil. I don't use any of the God stuff. And the other thing is that hypocrisy, to me, is a very minor infraction. If someone is saying one thing and doing another, they have at least twice the chance of agreeing with me on something. You know, I feel better about it. I don't know if you saw, what's his name, Haggerty?
Haggard?
Yeah.
Haggard?
Haggard. I don't know if you saw Haggard in his interview with Richard Dawkins, who's been on the show. But on The Root of All Evil, Richard Dawkins' TV special, which I think you can see on YouTube if they haven't taken it down. This guy comes at him and is tearing him apart. I mean, Dawkins is tearing him apart, but he's attacking him very violently. And I feel better knowing that he was getting massages from a man. I mean, I really disliked him totally, but the fact that he's open-minded enough to do that makes me a little, I get kind of warm and fuzzy about the fact that he's going after man ass. The meth, you know, I'm not thrilled about. The people that I've known that have been on meth, it seems to make people unpleasant. You hung up on me, didn't you?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. You're just making that click sound to freak me out.
Meth.
But I mean, I'm not a...
Do you think he wanted to get caught in the long run?
Oh, I don't know. You're talking about this, like this psychology stuff? I don't know if he wanted to get. I don't know if he wanted to get caught. It just seems, you know, Christianity has this built-in thing where you can sin and be forgiven, and atheists don't have that. You know, we have whatever we do, we have to live with. So we have to be very careful. But Christianity has built in that you can kill somebody, you can kill another person, and then you can give your life to Jesus, and you'll be forgiven.
Exactly.
Wash your sins away. So I think that allows you.
My kids go to Catholic school.
Oh, dear.
Listen, I am such a closet atheist, and I had a conversation with my 11-year-old. I said, do you really think that there was one man that built a ship and put two animals of every sex on? He goes, no, Mom, it's just a really good story. So, I mean, even an 11-year-old knows that most of the stories in the Bible are just that, are just stories.
And what about the other really nice stories, like the story about the man giving his daughter to rapists to be beaten and raped all night, and then throwing her out of the house and not allowing her to go to heaven because now she's a slut and a whore? How about that story?
How about
the story about having to kill your children in order to make an angry God happy? Are those all really nice children?
No, I'm also thinking about why you have to baptize your child, because God forbid if they die before they are baptized, they're going to go to hell. I mean, what has an innocent child done?
Exactly. Well,
right?
There's a lot of problems there. I just say, here's my advice to you, Karen. Don't vote. Get your kids out of Catholic school. thanks a lot.
I love it.
I just want to give you my advice here. We're going to take a little break here. We'll be back. This is Ped Gillette, 866-570-PED, 7366. I'm here with Manass. You know, Godot, you got to go to New York, because now when Rudy says you're hot, I can picture Rudy saying you're hot. It's very nice. This is Penn Jillette. I had a pause before
you're
that.
So hot.
Sitting with Michael Godot. We're meth and man ass in the morning. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366.
Can I be Mr. Man Ass?
PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. You know, our good buddy, Bob Korn Revere, our First Amendment attorney buddy, has written me a note that I want to read, because he's smart. The subject is, I feel so dirty. I voted absentee over the weekend. This is the second election in a row I've exercised the franchise. This is a substantial break from tradition, and I know, my own arguments. But those bastards placed a referendum on the Virginia ballot to change the Constitution to ban gay marriage. This does not change my conclusions about the relative value of one vote, but at least the moral position is clear. Voting against this monstrosity is not choosing the lesser of two evils. This is the cleanest vote I ever cast. very nicely done argument there.
It's something he cares about. Yeah. He should step up and vote for something
you care about. By the way, saw you on the Colbert Report last week. He didn't much like being upstage, did he? Well, you know, the fact of the matter is I was talking to Stephen backstage, and we wanted to take it out. We wanted to get a little wacky, and we did. We took it way out. We got it way wacky. And I think I have to explain to people that when the bit was over, after the cameras were off, he kissed me on the lips. You know, we were very happy with the bit. So the rest of the day, the rest of the evening, I smelt like his aftershave. I could smell
so romantic.
Isn't it very romantic? It's very romantic. And I'm going to take a few phone calls. And we're talking about voting. We're talking about voting, as you probably already guessed. 866-570-PEN, 7366.
You're pushing the no voting thing pretty hard. And the only people who are not going to vote are our libertarian sensible friends who listen to this show.
Well, listen, let me make this clearer. Do not vote Democrat or Republican. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that those bastards do not need your vote. If you're going to go and vote, vote something that those people would consider a wasted vote.
At least scare them.
I'm not just libertarian. I mean, you could also vote communist. You know, if you're kind of some lefto, pinko, crazo, don't vote Democrat, you know. Vote. I mean, and if you're some, you know, right-wing whack job, vote libertarian. If you're a left-wing whack job, vote communist. Don't vote Democrat or Republican. Let's talk to Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Hi. How are you?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, of course we took your call. Listen to you.
Listen to you. I'm calling because I work for the Board of Elections.
Really?
Yes.
And that is election with an L, because with your voice, I'm not really sure. Okay.
Well, I'm letting you know. And it's so interesting what you're saying. I'm just amazed that people still in this day and age still think, well, I'm not going to vote. You know, they're just creeps in there, and it's just wasting my vote. But it's already been proven, like in the statistics that I see with the Board of Elections, that neighborhoods and places that cities that vote get more attention from the politicians than places that don't vote. And people that actually start voting that have never voted and start voting actually start to get invited to things in their communities, in the city, and get more information. And even programs, if they have children, they just get more involved and get more knowledgeable about systems. So it just is a benefit to vote, not because of for the politicians, but for oneself, community.
It's part of being part of civil society. That's what you're saying.
Right. And but still, we still think, well, you know, I'm not going to give my vote to this person. Mm-hmm. Where it's just that seems to me very, very ancient, very like, well, get with it.
But all of
you're only voting for people. There are people running, and we don't like any of the people. We don't have the none of the above.
Yeah, none of the above is not. But you, everything you say would be true if you voted for a nut, right? If you voted outside a Democrat or Republican, right?
However you vote, even if you put your name in the ballot, like you just do the write-in vote, which we're allowed to do, mm-hmm. you can still that still puts you as a person that votes. That every election you need to be. We need to pay attention to this person that lives here because they vote. We want his or her vote,
uh-huh.
And you know they voted
so
in the last election.
You're saying you get attention from the government if you show up.
You get more involved. The politicians start looking at who votes in what communities and at what rate.
What do you do at the Board of Elections?
I work at the during the elections day.
Oh,
from 5:30 in the morning to 9 at night.
So that's not, you don't work year round, of course.
No.
You just work at the polling station?
Right.
So mm-hmm. you're the one that like checks the IDs and, and fixes the machines afterwards?
Right.
Now, what are you using, paper ballots or using computers this year?
Just paper ballots, the machines,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mechanical machines.
And how many years have you done this, Mary?
8.
8 years, and do you like it? Do you get to meet a lot of people in the community?
Yes, I get to hear a lot of comments, why people are not voting, mm-hmm. what's going on. With this community, that community, what's going on across the city, and you just get to hear what's going on, and then I'm involved. I get invited by different, you know, political groups to just hear in on what's going on with them because they know that I'm interested in hearing what they have to say.
And how'd you get this gig? What made you decide to work at the polling station?
Just because I enjoy politics And I feel like I can, you know, I'm intelligent enough to participate or just able to participate.
Are you going to vote for the Bloods or the Crips? You're going to vote Democrat or Republican?
I don't know yet.
I mean, I don't mean which one.
I'm not a gang member. I don't know.
Are you going to vote for one of the two major parties?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm very open.
Okay, so what you could really do is listen to everybody who comes in, tally all their votes at the end, and then add yours to the one that won.
You know what? I think I'm going to fill your name in.
Good.
Tomorrow.
Do that. I think that's good. Remember, it's Gillette with a J.
I'm going to vote for you. Good thinking,
Mary. I'm with you, Mary. Thanks a lot for calling. Thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. That's to tell me to hang up when I say thanks a lot for calling.
Okay.
You have any comments on that now that she's off the air and can't beat you up?
No. she's sticking the party line. She's going to vote. She's going to vote. She doesn't care who it is. Just get out there and vote.
I don't know how you can be undecided at this point. You know, the day before the election, what information are you going to get?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for the good guys.
What information are you going to get overnight?
The scandal about Haggard coming out last minute. You know,
yeah,
if he were running for politics, that would have mattered to some people.
But he wasn't running for politics.
No, he wasn't.
But, you know, so.
But he was someone who called into the White House as an advisor, a spiritual advisor to the White House.
Yeah, he was. He was.
So
that,
maybe,
that makes
some
a
advice.
Difference. We got a Gmail from Matthew. Who says, come on, vote on the drug thing. Unless you want your tax money going to prosecute the stupid or sick for doing dumb things with a plant. Screw voting for whatever idiots are on the ballot if you must. And I know that direct direct referendum is about democracy and not freedom, but his decision about freedom, damn it, are you libertarians or not? I think he made a few typos there.
That's all right.
He's saying, that's because he's stoned. He's saying that vote to legalize marijuana, even if you don't vote for the other people who are involved. You got any other Gmails here that are good? Here we go. This is John is saying, as a libertarian, I think people should vote tomorrow and vote mostly Democratic, only so the result is a divided government and the restoration of checks and balances. Accordingly, if it was an all-Democratic government, I would be voting Republican. Living in New York, where Hillary, Spitzer, etc. are all a lock, I'll be voting Libertarian. Also, I don't think there's anything slimier than hypocrisy. I didn't say it wasn't slimy. I was talking morality. I think there's a cool kind of thing about that. Let me take another phone call.
He's for the monkey wrench vote.
Yeah,
it's the slow everything down.
Yeah, I think the less government does, the better. Let's talk to Susan. What's up, Susan?
Hey, I am so thrilled to be speaking to you.
Well, here we go.
We came out to see the show last Sunday, and husband and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks so much. Who and you really enjoyed it?
My husband and
I. Oh, cool. And then last Sunday, yeah. So you mean like a week ago before we left for New York.
Exactly. Well, I have to go vote tomorrow just because I have to cast my vote against evil. We've got
I didn't know that was on the ballot this year.
Yeah, well, see, yeah. I would vote against evil, too. What initiative? Are you in Vegas?
I am not in Vegas. I am in Northwest Arkansas.
Northwest Arkansas?
I'm out in the sticks, so. The land of Walmart.
Do they vote in Arkansas?
They do. They vote ridiculously, wildly Republican in my corner of Arkansas.
Really? Arkansas? Boy. Well, of course, that's where Clinton's from, right?
It is where Clinton's from.
And being a Rhodes Scholar from Arkansas means nothing. They pick two from each state, right?
Yeah.
So where you're a Rhodes Scholar from makes a difference. If you're the Rhodes Scholar from California, that means something. In Arkansas, how many will apply to be Rhodes Scholars?
I don't want to just. We have a few million people here, you know.
I've been camping there. It's great.
Yeah, I don't want to be all closed-minded. Just because people don't wear shoes doesn't mean they're bad, stupid people. Okay. So who are you going to be voting for?
Well, I'm going to be voting for not Gunnar DeLay and not Jim Holt. For their ads that are running specifically against gay marriage, and Jim Holt in particular has signs that I see as I'm driving on the way up to work that scream "No gay adoption."
No gay adoption, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, I guess that's the problem. One of the reasons that I can be so cavalier about not voting is it never crosses my mind. I don't think I know. Do you know any person that's against gay marriage? I mean, in your personal life?
I do not.
In my personal life, yes, I do.
You do? You do know people?
Yes.
You see,
you're
I was asking.
Isn't it horrifying?
I was asking.
Here
Godot.
In Arkansas, we know people like that.
See, Godot, not even like your in-laws or anybody, like a stupid, you know, brother-in-law's brother or something like that. I don't believe I know anyone who is actually against gay marriage. But where you're living, that's a real thing, right?
That is a real thing. I have a coworker down the hall here that I could go find that would tell you that if we let them get married, the next we'll be letting people marry animals. So.
Well, are you against that?
No, I really don't care.
So. See, the thing is, this is the thing. When they accuse, every time they accuse people like that, when they accuse Hollywood of being liberal, and Hollywood goes and says, no, we're not, no, we're not, they are. You know, and when they say, you know, you kind of nuts, if you let people marry because they're gay, won't you let them do anything? Won't you let them do threesomes and foursomes and animals? My answer is always yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, the view that most of these people have about atheists and libertarians when they're thinking about me is true. I am for freedom as far as you can take it, as far as you can allow other people to do whatever they want. I am in favor of it. I mean, my laws would be very simple. You know, no stealing, no rape, no murder. We're done. You know, I guess no assault, but
contract enforcement.
Yeah, contract enforcement, but very, very little. And the idea that it's amazing that you know people that are. If I knew people who were against gay marriage, I probably would feel much different about voting.
Yeah,
it makes a big difference.
It does make a difference, and I'm also with John on the. I feel a need to vote for gridlock.
Yeah, that's a really good smart way to think of that. Well, thanks so much, Susan. I'm sorry you live in Arkansas.
I love it here. It's beautiful. There's just you just have to live with the Bible people.
Yeah, well, there's that going on. Okay, we'll talk to you again soon. I'm sure. I like Susan. We're taking a little break. We're a little bit late for a break as it is. So we'll be back after this. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. Cha-cha! This is Penn Jillette here on the... I'm happy to be home. I'm very happy to be back in Vegas. Although I love New York. I love New York. We're going back there, I think, in December for quite a while. I'll be doing a few more shows from there. So maybe we'll get some people in the studio again. I like that. Good to see Magic Al in person, Lisa Lampanelli. Those are some fun shows in New York. So
Magic Al sent us
we'll
copies of
back.
His DVD.
Yeah, Magic Al did. If you want to...
His handwriting was funny, so he said, I'll send you a copy of my dud.
Yeah. Is that for kids or to teach you how to do magic for kids? Which is it? Is it instructional?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't even...
I mean, look at the cover. Can you open the cover?
It's just him doing a show.
It's just him doing a show. Okay. It's not teaching magic. Okay. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. We're talking about voting. And I think I'll probably end up going over and voting tomorrow.
When are we going?
I don't know. After the show.
Can we ride together tomorrow?
Sure.
All right.
We'll go after the. Do you know what we're voting for?
No.
We'll vote libertarian, and then we'll vote.
None of the above on anything they let us choose.
Is gay marriage on the
it's
ballot?
It's
not a ballot
it's
here.
Our ballot
but
here.
We can vote in favor of dope, right?
Yeah, and we have secondhand smoke stuff on
okay,
our ballot.
Okay, we'll vote against that.
Yeah, we're against secondhand smoke.
This is from, should I read this Jennifer thing?
You should.
This is from our bondage-loving former congressional page. Hi, guys. I think that simply not voting is a load of crap. If you don't believe in the system and don't want to vote, that's fine. But what are you doing to change the system? The main reason that we're stuck with the same crap Congress every year is because Americans are too damn lazy to inform themselves and make a change. People only think they can affect change within the system we already have. I don't vote because I don't believe in our system of government. Am I actively involved in organizations that work towards alternate forms of government? Oh, I say, that's... I don't know. I lost that sentence. If Americans would get off their asses, then things in this country would change. That's from Jenny. She also adds that she loved me on Colbert, which I'll throw in because I was uncomfortable about the Colbert. I wasn't sure. You know, some
I
people
thought it was great.
Some people hated it. You know, and Colbert and I tried to take it out and get a little bit wacky. And I think I might have wanted to play it a little straighter and straight down the line. But he was happy, and I'm there to please him during his show. So.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, you know, I probably will vote, and I do try to. Push some sort of change. I give money to libertarians, and I work hard to try to get there to be. But the thing is, I just want less government, and I guess voting is part of the government thing. But you know, every year I talk about how I shouldn't vote, and every year I end up voting. So I guess hypocrisy, which, of course, I'm all for. Meth and man-ass, that's what we are here. Who should we talk to here? Let's talk to Pete. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
Never better, boss. How are you?
Thank you, though. Tomorrow, as I have done since I was 18, I will go to the polls. Mm-hmm. I will walk in the booth after I've signed in, and I will walk out. I may or may not vote when I get in there.
How cool is that? So what you do is you do performance art.
Well, it's also you can vote none of the above every time because it registers that you were there,
mm-hmm.
but there's no accompanying vote for anybody.
So you do this. How old are you now?
I am 48.
So you've done this a long time.
Yeah,
you've done this like 30 years.
Almost 30.
Yeah,
yeah, 30 years. You go in there and you do that. That's a really cool thing. I like that because you're saying, I'm here, people. If you give me a good choice, I'm
right.
here, and I'll be here the next election. So if you were living in a place where Kinky Friedman was running, that year you'd vote.
Absolutely.
Sure, you'd
absolutely.
Vote then. And you would have voted for Jesse Ventura. You would have done, you would have done that in all cases. Where do you live?
And I live in Pittsburgh.
Cool.
And I have actually voted for many libertarians.
Uh-huh.
And when I used to live in Rochester, New York, I joined their party for a short time. But
uh-huh.
then I relocated to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I have a liberal wife who won't let me be part of the party anymore, but but she still doesn't tell me how to vote.
What do you mean she won't let you be? She won't let you be a libertarian?
No, she thinks they're way too. She thinks the libertarians are promoting legalizing marijuana because then the tobacco companies will take over the growing of it, and it's all big business wanting it.
And she thinks, okay, I would agree with all that, except why is that a bad thing?
Well, and it's a bad thing on top of that.
I mean, the tobacco companies, at least, you know, don't kill people in neighborhoods. You know, there's not drive-by shootings
right.
by the tobacco industry. You know, they at least play by the rules. And, you know, if they want to make tobacco illegal, they can do that. But right now, these are businessmen who are playing by the rules. But your wife won't let you join the Libertarian. That's good. I think your wife is more important than what party you belong to.
Yeah, oh, she sure is.
Yeah. See, I like that. There's real love. He didn't say that like that old battle axe won't let me join. He said that like someone he loved wouldn't let him join the party. So all of a sudden, I kind of like this guy. I mean, I kind of like, and I like your wife, too.
Oh, well, thank you. She doesn't like you.
That dinner's off.
Yeah, you know, but that is one thing. Do you, Pete, do you like people that don't like you? Are there any people that you like that don't like you?
I think so, but most of them won't tell me if they don't like me because I'm over 6 feet and 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I have people that I know don't like me. And I really, not only do I respect them for that, but I also agree with their reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll have people like, you know, send stuff to us that says, you know, I really hate Penn for these reasons. And I go, boy, those are really good reasons. You know, I don't agree with them all the way across the board because
right.
I try to be as good a person as I can. But I just go, wow, you know, if you are liberal, and if also I remember if you're really bothered by people with loud, aggressive, gruff voices or people that are very opinionated,
mm-hmm.
then you're just not going to like me. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to like you.
Right.
You know, because so I probably tell your wife that I'm very, very fond of her, think she's great, and also agree with her on the reasons she doesn't like me.
Okay.
Would you do that?
One other thing I wanted to mention
go ahead.
You talked about the Electoral College
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The original reason it was in was as a stopgap against mob rule. Because
right, exactly, yeah.
they were letting, you know, uneducated people vote and, you know, people might go crazy and take over. And so it was a stopgap against mob rule. But today, the only reason to keep it is so that New York and L.A. don't rule the country.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, the idea, you know, it's amazing how few people understand that the Constitution is there to protect us from democracy.
Right.
You don't want the majority to rule. If the majority rules, then, you know, it's illegal to be an atheist. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal to be gay. Absolutely. It's illegal to be a Jew. Absolutely. If the majority rules. What
right.
you want is a democracy that has safety measures for nuts. That's all they were doing. The Constitution is essentially saying, we're going to let the mob rule, but we're going to protect these particular whack jobs.
Yeah.
And that's why your whack jobs always love the Constitution and your mob always loves democracy. You can tell everything about a person if they go, wow, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights is so great. You're saying, I'm a whack job, and I want me and other whack jobs to be protected. So that's the way you can tell. So your wife's probably very much in favor of democracy, right?
Yes, she is.
She, she dislikes me for being in favor of the Constitution.
She just wants to save the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. She knows what's best for other people, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when all is said and done, she might be right. So thank you so much, Pete. Give her every inch of my love, would you?
Will do, man.
Thanks so much. That's true. Do you have any people? Of course,
she knows what's best for other people. You know, that's the key to the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know, do you want people telling you what to do, mm-hmm. or do you want to be told what to do?
Well, the other thing is that I believe, you know, a lot of times the libertarian stuff is couched in, I don't want anybody telling me what to do. That's the whole argument. You know, we want as much freedom as possible. I want to be free to do what I want. With me, that's not the major part of the argument. Major part of the argument is I don't want to tell other people what to do. I really don't want to tell.
You should be the example. Do you want Penn Jillette telling you what to do? No, then you're a libertarian.
And I agree completely. I don't want me telling what to do. I don't want the responsibility. You know, when you ask me where you want to go to eat, I say, where do you want to go to eat? I don't want to tell you. I mean, what if gay marriage is the coolest thing in the world? I don't want to be the one to say no. You know, I don't do any drugs, never have done any drugs. People really seem to like getting faced. They seem to like getting drunk. What if I'm wrong? What if I were, you know, king of the world and said people shouldn't be allowed to drink because I don't like drinking? What if that's really fun? What if I'm wrong? You know, there's so many things in my life, maybe it's close to 100%, that I've been wrong about at some point that I don't want to have power. And I also don't think that other people should have that power either. So Pete's wife probably does know better than me what's best for other people.
Should we put her in power, though?
I'm not really sure. I'm not sure enough that she knows everything. She knows everything. So that's why I'm a little bit worried. So that's why I'm libertarian. Not because I don't want to give up the power, but because I don't want to have the power. And if I were part of the mob, if I were Christian, you know, and I were Democrat or whatever the whole package is, I would be very worried that even though everybody agreed with me, I could still be wrong. And I'd want to do less to push my agenda because I could be wrong. So libertarians, their slogan should be libertarians, you know. We could be wrong. I think that's a very important point. Let's talk to John. What's up, John?
Hey, Penn. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Calling from Los Angeles, listening on the internet.
Cool.
So greetings from the People's Republic of California.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I guess you're libertarian.
Yeah, a little bit. I had considered voting Republican on what you'd call the monkey wrench line before, mm-hmm. But man, the Republicans here are just, they just creep me out.
Well, you're in L.A., so you got Arnold, right?
Well, yeah, we got Arnold. That's all of California. But I couldn't wait to vote against Dianne Feinstein.
And, oh, yeah.
The Republican running against her, no lie, was Dick Mountjoy, who I almost voted just based on that name.
It's a good name. I got to tell you, I'm loving talking to you, but we're coming toward the end of the show, so I'm just going to hang up on you without ceremony. So please forgive me, John. You know, you get those good calls at the end. There's nothing you can do about it. You just got those good calls. This is Penn Jillette. This is Michael Godeau, and we're going to be back tomorrow with Monkey Tuesday. Yeah, Patrick, that's right. Okay, remember, we love you. Bye-bye.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.